I mean, if the older judge is just about it, that that area is not right.
Yeah. And that's when, how you know it's foul flesh instead of just inflamed.
I mean, now that's when they amputate quite often. Is when that part there is so diseased that the flesh is proud. Usually that's when they do amputate them.
Well, what do you call that medicine that's red and it stings and you might put it on? Cuts.
My phthalate?
Okay, well, now that's not what I'm thinking of.
Red medicine?
And it's real dark.
Iodine?
That's what I want. And what do you call that medicine that is terribly, terribly bitter that...
Quinine.
Okay. And someone didn't get well of their serious disease.
They died.
Okay. What about if you're talking to a member of the family, you might say, I'm sorry, they were
deceased, passed away.
Okay. With any more words like that? It would be kind of, you know, not speaking of death.
Well, sometimes they say, well, I'm sorry you lost your loved one.
Uh-huh. Okay. But passed away.
Passed away.
Okay. What about crude terms for to say that someone died?
Well, to me, the cruelest thing, the person that walks up to you and says, well, he died dead, didn't he?
Well, what about, do you ever hear anything like he kicked the bucket?
Yeah.
Any more?
Well, he left us.
But that's not.
But one of them is I guess the one you hear more than anything else is he kicked the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody
do you
said,
think if he left us as a crude term or as just another way of not saying he died?
Well, then really, it's just another way of not saying that he died.
Well, and you might say, well, someone asks you what caused his death, you might say, I don't know what he died
from.
Okay. And a person is buried in a
casket, cemetery.
Okay, that's two things I want at once.
Graveyard.
Which is that the same thing, graveyard and cemetery?
Well, now, when we were children, they called them graveyards.
Okay. Cemetery is something new.
A cemetery or something. A graveyard is something you were afraid of when I was a child. You didn't go about the graveyard after dark. And then a cemetery is just something that I guess in the last 25 years is some more, not quite as blunt.
Okay. Well, and then the person is buried in a what?
A vault.
Or a, you said before, a casket.
A casket.
Any other words for that?
You mean a pine box?
Well, okay.
Well, I meant when I was a child, that's what they called them. That's
oh,
what
they did?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
all. A pine box.
Okay. How about coffin? You ever used that?
Yeah, coffin.
Is there any difference between that and casket?